Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Irish Potato Program is an initiative by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to reduce Jamaica's food import bill. Stay with us to find out more on today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
One of the strategies being used to reduce Jamaica's food import bill is an import substitute drive where there is greater emphasis to increase production on targeted crops. This strategy falls directly in line with the Eat What We Grow, Grow What We Eat campaign by the Agriculture Ministry. The following crops fall under this category: sweet yam and yellow yam, onion, sweet potato, carrot, red peas, pimento, Irish potato, nutmeg, ginger, and turmeric. Irish potato was chosen because of its potential to reverse the high import component. The Irish Potato Program is being rolled out using a three-pronged approach. The initiative aims to supply 100% of the national demand of 15 million kilograms of table Irish potato by 2015, production of seeds for planting, and cultivation of varieties that can make French fries.
A couple years ago, we imported more than $1 billion Jamaican dollar worth of fries in this country. It's a big industry, but the table potato is not suitable for the fries. And so we are testing the varieties that can be grown to make fries right here.
RADA CEO Lenworth Fulton. RADA plays a supporting role in the initiative, which aims to make Jamaica self-sufficient in the production of Irish potato.
The Irish potato, we want to make that into a full industry, not only from the table potato standpoint. But as we speak, we're working with the Canada Hunger Fund and the Bodles Research Station, the University of the West Indies, and other universities in Jamaica to be looking at new planting material.
Northern Caribbean University, NCU, is also a part of the project.
They are testing various types of planting material for Irish potato so that we hope that in a decade we can produce enough Irish potato seed that the country needs instead of importing the seed, and we're working on that.
RADA CEO Lenworth Fulton. And now for our proverb of the day. Beg water can't boil cow skin. Here's the meaning. Usually when you beg something, you beg for small quantities, but it is important to have your own stuff and rely on your own resources.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.